morning. You are tuned to the Commander Todd Show on WFAQLP Mukwonago 101.3 FM and WFAQ.com. It's the nation's music source, and it's also Monday, the 18th of December, 2023, and we are going to open the mic here, and as promised, we have our guest in the studio today, Fred Schnuck from the Village of Mukwonago, our village administrator. Hi, Fred. Welcome back.
Good morning, Commander Todd.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm splendid. I am so splendid, and it's wonderful to have you here again.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you made it here. So let's get started here. I know you have a lot to talk about. Every time we get together, we just go. And there's a great ton of information that we want to share with our listeners out there. So you want to get started?
Sure, sure. I certainly can.
A sip of coffee and then let it roll.
We're styling. I just stopped at Espresso Love on the way here. So
okay.
I'm good.
Good.
There's always tons of stuff happening in the villages, you know. The big thing I would like to start off with is that on January 25th, the State of the Village will be presented through the Rotary Club of Mukwonago.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be at 8 a.m. at the library. And you're going to be there recording it for us, so that'll be played for the folks who cannot attend.
Right. It'll be broadcast live on the radio station. We're also going to record it for then rebroadcast and sharing at your leisure and pleasure. Yes.
Great.
That's the plan. Yeah.
But if folks can
thank you for the invite.
On the 25th, it should be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And President Fred Winchalki gives a great presentation kind of on all the year's developments, what's been happening, what's happening in the business community, what's happening throughout our village. So President Fred does a great job with that. And then I bat cleanup. I come in and talk about what are the departments doing and kind of more technical stuff about what's happening in the village and the departments. You know, it's not as
under the hood.
Yeah, it's not
in the
as
engine room.
That's what I'm looking for. As exciting as the development stuff, but it's just as important. Yeah, exactly.
No doubt about it.
So that's going on. The next thing I'd like to talk about that's going on are dog licenses. With Killer here.
Reina, yes, Princess Reina in the studio here.
Yeah. Princess Reina, I love it.
Yep.
Princess Reina needs a dog license for 2024. Now's the time to do that. Between now and March 31st is the deadline. So folks can fill out an application on the village's website, and they need to present that along with a rabies certificate. And of course, they can email that in or, you know, bring it in person. For Waukesha County residents, it's $15. If your dog or cat are spayed and neutered, if your dog's spayed or neutered, it's $10. And the same thing in Walworth County, it's $30 for a license. And if your dog's spayed or neutered, it's $15. So again, the deadline for that's March 31st.
Okay, so I know
your dog licensed.
So Village of Mukwonago straddles Walworth County, correct?
Correct, we straddle two counties.
Yes, yeah. And so folks that live in the Walworth County part have to register with Walworth County? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they register with the village, but it's through the county. The county is responsible for licensing, but rather than having to go to the county, they can just come to the village.
I see.
But there's a price difference between the Walworth County residents and the Waukesha County residents.
Oh, okay.
The counties charge a different fee.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
some nuance here, but important. You know, so there's no surprise when you go to the village if this is your first time or you have a, you know, puppy.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
But and folks have time. They have till March 31st, but that process is going on right now. The next thing that's going on is on January 13th at 11:30 a.m. at the library, Village Clerk Diana Dykstra is going to be offering an open house on the voting machines and our voting process. So if you want to understand how to vote in Mukwonago and how the process works and how the machines work, January 13th, 11:30 a.m. at Mukwonago Library to learn more about the voting process in Mukwonago.
Okay.
So that'll be a nice event, I think, if people have questions about voting and how it works and everything else. So be there, be square.
Yes.
Reevaluations continue, so people should have gotten notices or door hangers for reevaluations on their homes. And it's an exterior evaluation only, so there's no need to enter your house. There's more information on this on the village website, but mm-hmm. that process is continuing and will continue. For
okay, I was going to ask about that because we've been running a public service announcement that Diana put together for the past several weeks, and I'm wondering if it's still ongoing.
Yes.
We need to still keep running it. And
yeah, continue to keep running it. Just so folks are aware when, you know, they get a door hanger or they get a letter, or not, well, where did this come from? Is this legitimate? Is this a scam? No, it's legitimate.
Right.
But okay. Nobody should be asking to go in your house. So if somebody asks you to do that,
there should be ID and the, exactly. Like, yeah, she said that the cars are ID'd for the folks working with the village and everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Is there an end date for this that we should look forward
well,
to?
Well, we hope to have that done in late winter, early spring, but we don't have a solid date that I'm aware of yet.
Okay.
So we're working on reevaluation. The first installment, everybody's favorite topic, taxes. The first installment on the 2023 tax bills are due January 31st. So Village Hall is open. You can drop off at Village Hall, or we've got a drop box, or you can pay it online, or you can pay it through U.S. Mail, or you can do that at Citizen Bank. So you don't have to personally come into Village Hall to pay your tax bill. You can do it at the drop-off box. You can email it in. There's a variety of ways to get us that bill.
Yes.
And that's really, you know, the people who used to line up and come into Village Hall has really tapered off since COVID. So a lot more people using the Dropbox or other alternatives to get us their tax bill. But those are due January 31st.
And where is the Dropbox? Is it?
It's behind Village Hall. If you go through the parking lot that goes around yes. Village Hall, it's in the back of Village Hall. There's a Dropbox there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good info. Thank you.
Absolutely. Nomination papers. If folks want to run for office, those nomination papers are due January 20th, so you need to go out, get some signatures, and turn that back in to City Hall. We've got two positions open this year.
For board members, Hall. Right?
Yes.
Or trustees.
Two trustees, correct, are up this year. So, and I encourage people to do that. You know, I'm a former elected official myself. Everybody should serve at least once, in my opinion. You get a very, very different perspective when you're an elected official and your neighbors and your friends are calling you up and giving you advice and counsel on issues. It's very, very different than not having that pressure on you. So I really suggest that everybody run for office at least once. You know?
Okay.
Really, I really do.
Civic duty, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So do you have to be a Village of Mequonico resident
yes.
to serve on the village board as a trustee?
Yes.
You can't be from elsewhere.
No.
You have to have a legitimate address.
Correct.
In Village of Mequonico.
Correct.
Okay.
You do. It's a great question. It really is.
Because our signal hits the teeming millions out there, right? We cover quite a bit of area sometimes and
absolutely.
A little bit beyond the village borders.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
But yeah, people from the outside ask that question a lot, but that's, you have to run from in the jurisdiction that you live in.
Okay.
So
good to know. Thank you.
The fire department's recruiting for paid on-premise firefighters, so if folks are interested in being a paid... Now, paid on-premise means you're paid while you're working, right? It's not a full-time job. It's a job that while you're working, you're getting paid. So it's a part-time gig for people, but we're always looking, and that's kind of the next tier as you start off as a paid on-premise and then you move into a full-time position sometime in the future when one becomes available. So it's a great place to start
okay.
in the Mequonico Fire Department. Some projects.
Climb the fire ladder.
I love that.
I'm sorry.
I love
it's the radio dad joke. I'm like, okay, how can
so I should groan at
this one. How can I hit this one out of the park? Yeah.
Projects we're working on, as folks know, the Atkinson Street lift station. It's a major redevelopment of that lift station down on Atkinson Street. So that street's been closed and then open again and closed. We're trying the best we can to keep that street open, but it's a major redevelopment down there of the pumps and the well that the lift station sits in. The other projects that we're working on the Hine property subdivision. We're still working on that. That's a joint project between the Village of Mequonico and the Village of Vernon. The
Village of Vernon, right.
Yeah, so a lot of moving parts on that one, you know. So for the board meeting tomorrow, one of the things we're doing is what's called an attachment and a reattachment. So we are detaching some property in Mequonico. Vernon's detaching some property in Vernon, and then we'll go through the process of reattaching Vernon's property to Mequonico, and Vernon will reattach Mequonico's property to Vernon. The purpose of that is so when the subdivision's done, we don't have lots that are split, like half in Vernon and half in Mequonico, so that the lot lines are contiguous and in one jurisdiction, not split between two, because that would be a real nightmare in terms of services and taxes and everything else. So,
okay, so this is all on paper.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't like physically taking the dirt,
no,
moving it one place,
no, not at all.
And moving it back. And
but it's a lawyer's dream. I mean, it's really persnickety. It's very, very detailed,
wow.
And you got to follow very meticulous processes when you're dealing with land swaps between two villages.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I had no idea. There's pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, that's in the, definitely in the weeds, you know.
It is. folks are wondering, what does this mean? Why is this on the agenda? That's why.
Yeah, a little definition behind it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
This is administrative burden, but it's got to be done. The next thing that we're working on is Kiwanis Park rezoning. Kiwanis Park, the Kiwanis wants to sell that park and have it redeveloped for commercial development. So that'll be on the board on Wednesday. That sailed through unanimously at the Plan Commission. So I suspect that rezoning will take place.
Okay, and that's the park that is just adjacent to Field Park across the street, the northwest corner.
Correct.
Of 83 and Veterans Way.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we don't know exactly what's going to go there yet. It's being planned for, I think we got 7 lots. It's the concept plan at this point. But once that gets rezoned, then I suspect there'll be movement to start turning dirt there next spring.
What's it zoned at now? Or what?
It was zoned as park.
Oh.
And we're rezoning it.
Literally park. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it could be commercially developed. So be on the lookout for that coming through and next spring. And like I said, there'll be, at this point, all we've got is a layout of the parcel. We don't know specifically what will be there, but hopefully we'll have that information soon for the public. Roska Funeral Home approved at the Plan Commission and is going before the board. They're going into the old clinic over on Eagle Lake Avenue, and we're pretty excited about that. They're going to do a funeral home crematorium and for pets, too. They're going to have a funeral home for pets for people.
But that's where the McGuanago Food Pantry thrift store was.
Correct. But there was also a clinic next to that.
Oh.
That big white clinic. That's, I think it's white or beige that's there. But it's kind of gotten run down. It hasn't been maintained very well on its exterior. The interior is still pretty solid, but
yeah.
The exterior is looking like it needs some love and attention, right?
Okay.
So we're pretty happy about Roska Funeral Home coming in there. We think that'll really help that neighborhood and really revitalize that area there. So that'll be before the board on Wednesday night also for approval.
Okay.
Another point I want to bring up, this is really
Wednesday
important.
Wednesday the 20th.
Yes, Wednesday the 20th, okay. Absolutely. Judy Padani, 45 years as a crossing guard in McGuanago. She's going to be retiring here at the end of this year. So
wow.
Kudos to Judy. Yeah, 45 years, so that's kind of an institution in town. That's
wow,
going to
that's
be,
a long time.
It is going to be.
That's a lot of kids. Exactly. Keep an eye out, keeping them safe. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Her,
exactly.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Some cool stuff that kind of happened over the course of the last few weeks here. We had a big Midnight Magic Parade. That was fun. I got to be in that. That was a lot of people there, a lot of kids. Everybody seemed to be having a good time.
Oh, yes.
The tree lighting at the library. And then they did something that I thought was pretty interesting, which is a sensory tree lighting, right? Sensory friendly, particularly for autistic people who bright lights isn't good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very interesting. So we had 2 tree lightings, actually.
Yes. We had Abby Arbor here for an interview on that.
Good.
A few days before. Yes.
Good.
Talked about it. Right.
Well, then I'm
interesting.
Replowing old dirt here. I don't need to do that.
Fine.
Let's talk about something new. That place is opening. Restaurant Arturo Napoli and his family is opening that. It's by the post office where what bosses... Chicken and pizza used to be.
Yes.
So now I haven't been there yet, but I need to go because we've been working with Arturo and his family, and it seems like it's going to be under some really decent management. Reopening of the Feather Boutique. That's open. The old Unitarian Church in town.
Ah, okay.
It's a historic building here in town. That's open. And again, I just want, you know, Lavender and Lemon Boutique is open, and I just want to urge people during this time of year to shop local if they can, because those dollars turn over, you know.
Absolutely.
Every dollar that's spent locally turns over, I think the economic development folks say 7 times. So that's really important.
Wow.
To our community. Yeah, wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, to shop locally means a lot for our economy. It really does.
Good idea. And listen locally, too.
Absolutely. That goes without saying.
16 years on the air.
That's dynamite. That's a
heck of
a record.
Yes.
That really is.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's dynamite. WISN Watch Out.
Yeah, they were one of the first, that radio station.
Was WISN or TMJ? Which one was it?
It was
TMJ
ISN.
Is the Milwaukee Journal, right?
Yes, but I think ISN was the first put on by the Milwaukee School of Engineering, or they helped put that on. There's some deep history there, but yeah, one of the first radio stations in Milwaukee in the area on AM back in the 20s.
Cool.
Had a connection to the Milwaukee School of Engineering, my alma mater. I have to mention that, so yeah.
Great history there.
Yep.
Great history there. Our community economic development department is still working on improving our processes at the village. One of the interesting things that we have now is we have documented how short of a time we can turn around businesses. So if a business comes to us with a concept plan, we can work them through that process within 3 months and get them to start getting their building permits within 3 months. We didn't know that a year ago. We weren't sure as to how long the process would take because, the answer was it depends. It depends on what the business owner is looking for. But if people have concept plans and they're ready to move, we can get them to building plans in 3 months. So I'm really, really happy about that. Our development process is a heck of a lot more user-friendly than it was.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. We're working with our downtown.
Thank you. Thank you for working on that. That helps.
Well, I think it does. You know, and again, it's administrative stuff. It's kind of boring. It's not very sexy, but it's important. It's important. I mean, what businesses need, you know, they need stability.
And predictability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's important. We're working with our downtown development committee to create design standards for our downtown. So the DDC's been working hard on that. And it's a tough process to try to, when you have a downtown that's as mixed in terms of architectural review or architectural view as our downtown is, to try to create standards around that. But we want to try to do that to control future development that comes to our downtown.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the things that have been happening in the last month since we spoke last, Commander Todd. A lot of stuff going on. There's always a lot going on in the village.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for the update. I'm going to circle back on a couple things that we did talk about last time, but you didn't touch on here. And the sign, the Bequanago Village sign that is supposed to be on the...
Our entrance sign.
The entrance sign, yeah, on 83. How is that coming along?
It's coming slow. Unfortunately,
Slower.
It is. It is. We put out this RFP, I think it was in March, and we wanted that done by August. But they ran into... Our sign contractor we hired, Michaels, is having a lot of problems trying to manufacture this sign. They're backlogged and, you know, staffing shortages and everything else.
Okay.
So what they gave us, the latest email was they're predicting in February to have those signs done. So what our public works department is doing is they're preparing the ground right now. So when those signs do come, we just bolt them in place.
Okay.
So that's what we're working on now.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, and also, what about well number, what is it, with the PFAS issue?
Yes, well number 7.
Well number 7, yeah.
That well is offline. We're not drawing water from that well, but our engineers, Rukert and Milkey, are working on possible solutions for that well. And we've been talking to some other engineering firms about what are some treatments that we could offer. They're all really expensive, so we're trying to find something that's not as high cost in order to get that well back online. For right now, we're okay. You know, we're doing good. There's no PFAS in the system, so people don't have to worry about any kind of contamination. But we're trying to find a low-cost alternative to put that well back online.
Yep. Okay, so just circling back on that.
Oh, they're good questions.
So what is going on at the well building just drove by on Veterans Parkway there?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of trucks there and everything, and the DPW, so.
They are. They're working on the well. I think they're changing out the pumps is what they were doing there. But I'd have to ask Wayne and get a detailed breakdown on what
they're
doing.
I'm just being nosy.
You should be.
Just driving, like, hey, what's going on there?
The building's pretty small in there, so I think they were changing out the pumps.
Okay. All right. And the sign at Field Park is lit.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It's beautiful. What a great job.
It's really nice.
Village put together that sign and everything at Field Park. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
We're waiting for our sign for Indian Head Park.
You
know, that's another sign that's kind of been pushed back. We wanted
the electronic messaging board there to help people know what's playing at the Phantom Junction stage.
There we go.
And other things. But yes.
Exactly. That Phantom Junction stage is something else. That's a big success that I'm sure we'll be talking about at the State of the Village, because, boy, that you and that team really, really knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
Great song.
Just having fun.
It was a really
good time. Yeah. Awesome time. So thank you.
Oh, it was a great event set.
Great season
there. And hopefully next summer will be bigger and better.
We're looking forward to it. We've got plans. We've been meeting. We have some pretty ambitious plans for the numbers of bands, the number of events. We're going to up it this coming year. So, yeah. But that costs money.
It does. It does cost money.
Some serious donations. So.
I'm so glad you guys took that over and organized that. You know, there was some movement on to say, well, I'll have the city staff do that. And I'm so glad that you guys came together as a group of volunteers to make that happen. And I think that's, you know, that's a testament to other folks, too, is if you want, if you see something that needs to be done, man, form a committee. Get together with some of your neighbors and friends. You see a park that you're concerned about and want to make some stuff happen, put together a Friends of the Park committee that starts working on it to make it better. You know,
roll up some sleeves.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of hands make lighter work.
Make a couple, yeah. Make a few dozen pots of coffee. Yep. Get busy. All right, Fred. Anything else you'd like to share with the teeming millions out there?
The teeming millions. Well, that's what I had. I kind of put down, you know, some notes here as to what's kind of happening and what the next month looks like and what we're working on. But we'll come back and loop back again next month. You know, I think the State of the Village will be a good review from last year and talk about what we're heading into in February and March.
Let's do that.
Sounds good.
Let's get back on the calendar. Again, Fred Schmuck, our village administrator from the village of Maguanago, here at the Nation's Music Source, WFAQLP Maguanago, your community radio station for the last 16 years. I'm Commander Todd, your program host, and we're going to continue with more music. Thank you so much, Fred,
Thank
for coming.
You, Commander.
Looking forward to seeing you again and the village, State of the Village, coming up in January 25th. Got it. All right. Thanks.